Hi, and thanks for joining us for another edition of Our Daily Bread. Today's reading was written by Amy Boucher Pye, and she titled it, New Every Morning. My brother Paul grew up battling severe epilepsy, and when he entered his teenage years, it became even worse. Nighttime became excruciating for him and my parents as he'd experience continuous seizures for often more than 6 hours at a time. Doctors couldn't find a treatment that would alleviate the symptoms while also keeping him conscious for at least part of the day. My parents cried out in prayer, God, oh God, help us. Although their emotions were battered and their bodies exhausted, Paul and my parents received enough strength from God for each new day. In addition, my parents found comfort in the words of the Bible, including the Book of Lamentations. Here, Jeremiah voiced his grief over the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonians, remembering the bitterness and the gall. Yet, Jeremiah didn't lose hope. He called to mind the mercies of God, that his compassions are new every morning. So too did my parents. Whatever you're facing, know that God is faithful every morning. He renews our strength day by day and gives us hope. And sometimes, as with my family, he brings relief. After several years, a new medication became available that stopped Paul's continuous nighttime seizures, giving my family restorative sleep and hope for the future. When our souls are downcast, may we call to mind that God's mercies are new every morning. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 19 through 26. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet, this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for allowing us the freedom to express our fears, pains, sorrows, and frustrations to you. When we feel spent and without hope, remind us of your mercies and compassion and help us just release it all to you. Thank you, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.